Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When shall we sleep? We sleep together in this country. Not like that. Sex gives sleep a bad name. I'm talking about the time. When shall we sleep? When it's dark, yeah? When the lights are off in Argos. Animals, you up for it? Horses? Yeah. Pigs? Yeah. Fish? Yeah. Yeah. Fish at the bottom of a dark pond, somehow knowing that it's night time again. If fish can get to sleep without eyelids, it should be easy for me. Cows? Yeah, yeah, we're on the same page, aren't we? Big-eyed cows in barns calling it a day. What else are you meant to call it? Do cows think about tomorrow? Has a cow in the history of cows ever had an early night on purpose? Big day tomorrow. Are all days the same size for cows? I can imagine a sleepy cow. The mouth, the buckling of knees, the sound of the hay under its weight. But some creatures seem just too awake to go to sleep. As far as I'm concerned, every squirrel I've ever seen could not have been more out of bed. Looking at me like that, as if to say, I am a well-rested organism. I have improved memory and mood. I don't know what position squirrels sleep in. I like to think of them on their backs. Hands up. Squirrels look to be a long way away from yawning. If I saw a squirrel yawn, I believe it would force me to do the same. I respect them. Yawning is the closest function I've got to a refresh button. You can't fake an authentic yawn. According to one doctor on the internet, yawning may be a sign of disease, although rarely the first sign. Excessive yawning has been observed among people with multiple sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Parkinson's disease. I say this with trepidation. Please don't misunderstand. Yawning is not a sign that you have one of these terrible diseases. It is just a sign that you are human. Well, I don't know how a cat would feel if it read that. All those creatures getting tired, yawning, having a nice nighttime sleep together, makes me feel like I'm part of the alive gang. Owls? Hey, what are you doing? Come on. The pigeons were in bed ages ago. They know when it's bedtime. You don't see pigeons sleeping during the day, do you? A pigeon having a duvet day? It's not going to happen. Well, I guess every day's a duvet day when you've got feathers like that. Come on. All living things having a nice nighttime sleep together. We're meant to be in sync. You're messing it up. Oh, badgers, get on board, will you? We sleep together. We wake together. If dogs were nocturnal, do you think they would hold the title of man's best friend? Don't think so. A shared sleeping pattern has enabled relationships to flourish. You could have been dogs to us, badgers. I just want to see badgers in the sunshine, to see what they would look like with the sun on their fur. The shadow of a badger. Like the birds outside my house. They don't press snooze. They don't have a snooze to press. Why was the snooze button invented? It's as if someone wants us to lose. They wake up and they are singing, another day in paradise. The birds could lie in all day, but they don't. What have they got to get up for? Same as us. The world. We need them to get up. If birds didn't get up because they couldn't see the point in any of it, What kind of an example would that be? I think birds set a fantastic example. Do they know what makes them leave the nest? I guess they want to make the most of their time here. Maybe they get up for us, to give us something to look up to. It must be invigorating to fly out of bed on a morning. When a bird wakes up, how long does it take it to remember it can fly? Probably the same amount of time it takes me to remember that I can't. Having sleep in common with elephants and blue tits helps me take people in high-powered jobs less seriously. I've seen them, slouched and yawning on the benches of the Houses of Parliament. Oh, you're President of America. What did you do last night? Went to sleep like a pig. How do humans get to sleep? They count sheep. How do sheep get to sleep? They count humans approaching them with knives and then they sleep forever.